Senate Rules and Redistricting, Friday, April 13th, 2001, Beaverton.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. We'll call the Joint Senate House Rules and Redistricting Committee to order. Welcome. Thank you for coming. This is our every 10-year event. So you won't see us in 10 years, but we'll do this again. We sit down after the census data comes out. We take the number of people in the state, divided by 60, and evenly split up those blocks. The criteria, we've got the statutory criteria up there in front of us, how we draw these lines. So most of that's pretty common sense if you think you go through it. But what we're doing is we're going around the state, among other things, trying to gather input, information, data from everybody we can get so we can draw these lines as well and as intelligently as we can. So that's what we're doing here today. We're, like you to tell us what's on your mind. We're a pretty informal operation. If you haven't testified before, please just talk to us like we're at the kitchen table. That's really all we're looking for, is to hear what's on your mind. But I, by way of introduction, my name is Steve Harper. I'm a state senator from Klamath Falls, and we have a district that goes from Klamath Falls to Ontario, about a third of the state, 4 people per square mile. Craig and I were driving around this morning, and it's pretty awesome sometimes. But,
I'm Peter Courtney, and I'm a state senator from District 17, which is the Salem-Kaiser area.
And I'm Steve March, state representative from House District 15, which is the Laurelhurst Center, Mount Tabor area of Portland.
So with that, Chris Coughlin, how are you today?
Good. How are you? Thank you for coming out to Washington County today. A lot more people per square mile here.
Yeah, there's several
I actually live on the very eastern line of Washington County. Our property line is the Washington County, Multnomah County line. And I want to just, I know redistricting is a very difficult process, but as you look at things, it can sometimes be easy to look at governmental lines, whether they're school district boundaries or county lines, as one of the ways to divide up districts. And I would urge you not to do that necessarily as you look at the divisions between Washington County and the surrounding areas. The area of Washington County that I live in when we bought our house several years ago was in unincorporated Washington County. Since then, we've been annexed to the city of Beaverton. My kids do go to the Beaverton School District schools. However, when I live kind of my daily life, where I shop, when I'm looking right now for some day camps for my kids, I tend not to look west towards some of the Beaverton camps and so forth, but look in southwest Portland and Multnomah County, just because it's more convenient for where I live and how I travel. I shop regularly in Multnomah Village and in Hillsdale, which are in Multnomah County, and tend not to shop so much west of 217. So my life and many of my neighbors' lives do look to the east into Multnomah County as our communities of interest. And also some of the issues that the principal of my children's schools deal with are more similar sometimes to issues of Portland with much older buildings. We live in a very established part of the community. And so when I work on school district issues and look at the fast growth areas of Beaverton that I know you hear a lot about at the legislature, that's not what my kids are dealing with on a daily basis. So as you look at legislative lines, I would just ask you to consider that.
Okay, great, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, the issue here, or the house district over there, it's one of growth. We grew faster here than other parts, so those physical districts will shrink in size in some manner or fashion. So that's what we'll be looking at. Ramona Rex.
Hello. My name is Ramona Rapp, and I am currently retired, if you will, semi-retired, health person, whatever you want to call me. I'm a lifelong resident of the Beaverton, Alloa area, and currently that area is split, if I'm reading this map correctly, between districts, House Districts 3, 27, 6, and 9. We're talking about the area in between Hillsboro city limits and Beaverton city limits. Right now, the area that I live in is kind of this little, I call it a gerrymander, that's probably not what it was. Looks like way back when these lines were drawn, this was a somewhat sparsely populated area, and as we all know, that's just not the case right now. And speaking personally, I'm in House District 27, and in the last election, the folks running for the House District were respectively Representative Crummell, who was former mayor of West Lynn, and Jill Thorne, who was a former, or I guess maybe still currently, mayor of Wilsonville. And I think you probably agree with me that intuitively the area of Alloa proper has different concerns and a different makeup than the area of West Lynn and Wilsonville. So I would hope that in considering redistricting in this area, that you would take a look at the Alloa area, which is a community of interest. And just a little anecdote, back in 1983, the United States Post Office built a new post office in Alloa proper, and they slapped Beaverton, Oregon on it, and the folks in Alloa didn't really take too kindly to that, and indeed the name was changed to Alloa, Oregon on the post office. So we do feel an identity as a community, and I would hope that in considering redistricting, that this area would be considered as a district on its own. You know, speaking about District 3, which as you see, takes this wide swath up into North Plains. I have a friend who lives in North Plains. That area is experiencing rapid growth. And again, it is a different geographical area. And in, finally, just looking at some of your criteria for a district, connected by transportation links. We've, of course, got 185th, which is a major arterial. We've got highways 8 and 10. And again, just in closing, we do feel that we are a unique and distinct area of interest and hope that we would be considered for having representation that would reflect our voice in the legislature.
Thank you very much, Lucy Smith.
Oh, sorry. I'm getting disturbed
because the people didn't vote. Okay, sure. Here's your chance. You can be a hero for your neighbors. Okay. We're all neutral. We're all going to have 60 districts before we're done. Bob Tenner.
Good afternoon. Thank you also for coming to Washington County. I'm Bob Tenner. I'm past chairman of the Beaverton Committee for Citizen Involvement. Beaverton has established an excellent neighborhood program. We call it NACS. It's under the City Neighborhood Program. And NACS are recognized by City Hall as the official voice of the neighborhood. NACS provide a forum for the neighbors to be involved in discussions and decision-making about issues of new housing developments, roadway improvements, etc. What I'm driving at here is that we have at least two districts currently, two NAC areas currently, that are divided between, or the dividing line between 6 and 8 goes right through our neighborhoods. It's inconvenient from the neighborhood standpoint to have two different health districts serving the same neighborhood since our neighborhoods are really comparatively small. And I have maps here. I only brought two copies, but maybe I can get more copies of the boundary lines. And I think that when you're drawing the lines, it would really be helpful as to recognize the community of interest, which is the neighborhood program and an act, and draw the lines accordingly to agree with what the way the lines are drawn for the NAC.
That's
right.
Yeah, you'll just hand it to Marjorie.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mike Leopold? Does that sound right?
Thank you for being here. I'm Mike Leopold. I'm a member of the Beaverton School Board. And a couple issues regarding schools that seem to be pertinent in the redistricting talk, and Chris covered a couple of them. There are certain and different concerns in each school. The older districts are the more established schools. The concerns in a high growth area are different. So it seems to be that those can be addressed more easily, more effectively than when I'm talking to my elected officials. So, for instance, if they represent old and new, then the other concerns in trying to focus and help those concerns in those schools seem to be they don't have as they're less directed, they're less focused than if they were to worry about just one concern of one area, older Beaverton or some older areas, and you have those concentrations in Beaverton, in Washington County, and the elected officials are able to respond a lot better if those concerns are just one set instead of mixing old and new, especially, again, as you've heard, the Washington County growth issue, and those concerns can be overwhelming within Beaverton and Washington County. So, again, thank you for being here, and thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much. And we have a recent member of the panel. Introduce yourself, please.
And Senator Harper, welcome to Beaverton.
We're just happy at the plan to be here for a 2:30 meeting.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I seem to be the only one to respond when you called me up by my elected title. I'm Rob Drake. I am the mayor of Beaverton, and welcome to our city. It's odd to be on this side of the dais. You people do look bigger up there than in real life. I've often had people say to me, I thought you were a lot bigger than you are. Mr. Chairman and Senator and Representative, thank you for the opportunity to comment about redrawing legislative and congressional district boundaries. This is a very important decision and will affect the public decision-making process for many years into the future. I strongly urge you to preserve, to the very extent possible, the current first congressional district boundary. Beaverton is the largest city in Washington County and at the crossroads between the western edge of Portland and the gateway to a significant and growing business corridor in the region. We are linked in many ways to Portland. By sharing the territory of the 1st Congressional District with Portland, it retains our link with the economic core of the region. Both Beaverton and the City of Portland prosper economically from the scientific research and technology progression centered in Washington County. Citizens of both cities travel to and from within the work boundaries of the other. We share a common and significant economic bond. The City of Portland is the transportation hub of our large metropolitan area, linking it to outlying communities. Although a side comment, I will say you'll leave here today and you'll think that Beaverton is the transportation hub of the region with your difficulty of getting out of City Hall. We share the major transportation corridors of Highway 26, Cornell Road, Barnes Road, and the new Westside MAX line. These are vital economic and social links to Washington County. A significant amount of the travelers who utilize the Portland Airport are Washington County citizens and business travelers. soon, the Airport Max will link Washington County to the Portland Airport. The efficiency, capacity, and safety of the Portland Airport is very important to Beaverton and Washington County. It would not make sense to split the federal representation and oversight shared and enjoyed by the City of Beaverton and the City of Portland. The rail, waterway, and highway transportation links that provide the link between North Coastal and Columbia River communities and Portland's Economic Center are of mutual benefit to the vitality of both our region's largest city and communities across Washington and Columbia County's Oregon coast. In summarizing, the 1st Congressional District spans a strong community of interest for the adjoining cities. We share a common boundary at the Washington County line and value our joint efforts in working together on local, state, and federal issues. While our two cities certainly have issues unique in their own concerns, we have found in recent years the challenges we face are better addressed in a positive and joint agenda. This includes the importance of continuing to share the 1st Congressional District, and I strongly urge you to maintain the current boundaries. If I could, too, Mr. Chairman, or Senator, what I'd like to do is talk just briefly about the potential for changing Senate boundaries out in Washington County. I've understood that there's some likelihood with the increase in population that you might add another Senate district. Beaverton right now is broadly represented by one district. I think there'd be some likelihood that you might end up dividing it, and the only thing we would ask is that you follow communities of interest when you do so. We're very fortunate in the City of Beaverton. We have a closely linked city. We have citizens who communicate a lot with us, and we do with them and work with us on issues. I think it would be important to recognize that the western and northern parts of the city are newer. Some parts of the core of the city and the eastern part are more established, and these include parts of downtown Beaverton or central Beaverton, the Bose area, Garden Home, Multnomah Village. It might be advisable to retain those areas in one district and the newer areas of Cedar Mill, Murray Hill, Bethany, in some other kind of fashion district. So with that, if there are any questions, I'd gladly answer them. If not, thank you for being here today.
Mr. Chairman, Mayor, a couple of questions about the 1st Congressional District. I think, as you know, the 1st Congressional District has, I think, somewhere in the area of 100,000 too many people in it to where it needs to be adjusted. The 3rd Congressional District, which is basically most of Portland, has significantly too few people. It seems to me that a natural adjustment is to move that boundary further west in Multnomah County. You're, I think, making the argument that most of the western portion of Multnomah County west of the river should stay in the 1st Congressional District. Then where would the legislature deduct populations from the current 1st Congressional District in lieu of the fact that we have to go up somewhere around 100,000 people?
Mr. Chairman, Senator, Representative Witt, my understanding is the legislature has at its disposal some kind of CAD system or map-making system where I think you can shift boundaries and shift populations. I have enough trouble reading the maps that my staff provides me, much less shifting those boundaries. I was talking broadly about a community of interest, and I do appreciate the problem. We go through similar exercises here in the city and how we divide police districts. I heard earlier that Mr. Tenner mentioned neighborhood association boundaries, and it is a difficult process. I think from our perspective, the old days on how we used to deal with Portland and they dealt with us are over. I think you know, as being a local legislator, that while we have our natural grinding and friction, which happens in any public process, I think we are linked with Portland, and I think broadly from Washington County's perspective, there's more positive than negative. And unfortunately, the 1st Congressional District is, I think in terms of philosophy, doesn't have the luxury that her district does with it being a very cohesive or broadly cohesive political group. I think you know, Representative Witt, that this district currently goes from Astoria clear into Portland, and my only comment is that we would like to retain some kind of identity with the metro area and the larger metro area, and we think for the most part it's been very positive in that association with Portland. So we think there are more advantages to continue that, and I guess broadly we'd have to rely on your good judgment and the Secretary of State, and hopefully not the courts, in dividing and devising a boundary that would still retain our identity broadly with Portland and still magically come up with shifting 100,000 people.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for letting us into the room. Oh, that's okay. I'm not going home this weekend. I got a lot to do. Carol Robinson.
Hi, Senator Harper. Welcome to our community.
Thank you.
I just came over today. I'd like to reiterate some of the things that the mayor spoke about in keeping some of the current lines of our congressional district and also of our District 7 connected with Portland. I live in Beaverton School District and, in fact, have been a very active Beaverton School District volunteer for many years. But my mailing address is Portland, and I am very connected with Portland. I just got back from taking my four kids down to Dennis, which we do in the city of Portland. The reason why I speak of this is because I think that that connection in our representation is critical to our urban community, and we're very much an urban community. The kinds of things that I've heard in doing school advocacy is that Portland has unique circumstances for their school district and for their school system. And I don't believe that that's really altogether true. I think that urban areas have unique circumstances that schools and other governmental entities face. Right now we have approximately 63 different languages spoken in the Beaverton School District. I think that those are critical things for the committee to think about, because when you push our representation further to the west into a far more rural setting, the circumstances of our schools and our government entities are very, very different, and I don't think could be represented as well by one person. So I just would like to reiterate that the congressional district itself, if you look at the map, it seems to me that the coastal regions of Oregon have far more similarities in their issues and their government entities and their circumstances than we would necessarily would have with Astoria or Seaside or Cannon Beach here in the urban area that we live. I don't go out in the western direction for any of my community services. I head towards Portland. So in conclusion, I just would like to say that as a citizen, I'd like to be represented by someone who understands the urban issues of my area, and especially when it comes to the school districts, I think that they're very, very similar in size now. Beaverton has grown by so much that we're very similar in size. We're similar in economics. We have many Title I schools and many schools that have an inordinate population of free and reduced lunch recipients, and that we need representation that understands the urban area situation, and instead of further dividing the line between Portland's problems and everybody else's problems, especially when it comes to schools. Thank you.
Thank you. Barbara Frederick.
Good afternoon. I'm here as a resident of Beaverton since 1992, May of 1992, and I'm here to urge you to leave intact those lines that include the city of Portland within the first congressional district. My comments will address primarily communities of common interest and a bit towards transportation. Washington County's prosperity is linked inextricably to the city of Portland. If Portland declined and became a less desirable place to live, say, like Cleveland, Ohio in the 1970s, as I recall it, Washington County would fail. There's no question in my mind. Washington County could not attract business without a successful and thriving Portland. Washington County does not have the riverfront, the cultural institutions, the Port of Portland, the Rose Garden, the Chinese Garden. Washington County's value as a place to live and do business depends on those Portland places and institutions. I'm confident that Intel, speaking to my neighbors, I live in pretty much an Intel neighborhood, would not be here. If Portland, if they came to Washington County, if they came to Beaverton, that isn't what attracted them. It attracted them to Portland. It's essential to the continued prosperity of Portland that it have two representatives in Congress to work on its behalf. It would be, in my mind, absolutely foolish, forgive me for that very frank statement, for the state legislature purposefully to reduce Portland's voices in the U.S. House of Representatives from two congressmen to one. Oregon Health Sciences University, which is located in Portland, as you all know, is an essential part of my life. My cardiologist, Dr. John McAnulty, is a nationally recognized cardiologist and the head of the Department of Cardiology at OHSU. In 1997, he diagnosed a rare and life-threatening condition in my heart, which was corrected by surgery at OHSU the following week. I continue to visit the hospital at least once a month for services related to my heart. It's essential to me and to other people in Washington and Multnomah County that OHSU retain and further develop its status as a research university. Two voices in the U.S. House of Representatives can better assure the continued success of OHSU as the premier research university hospital in Oregon. Although a resident of Beaverton, I'm a member of the League of Women Voters of Portland. I joined the League in Portland because I know that the success of Portland is essential to the success of Washington County. My work with the League educates me about issues affecting Portland and offers me the opportunity to make a difference in Portland. Public schools, as Ms. Robinson just indicated, in both Portland and Beaverton face many similar problems having to do with their status as two of the largest school districts in Oregon, as well as being two urban school districts. I have a small son, not so small, he's 11 now, and I spent most of my waking hours on traveling, as Ms. Robinson does, into Portland. The west side of Multnomah County is much a part of my daily life as in Beaverton. I'm a member of the YMCA on Barber Boulevard in Southwest Portland, travel there 3 times a week. I shop at the Hillsdale Shopping Center in Southwest Portland. I shop in Raleigh Hills. My son attended Westfield Montessori School, a satellite school in Multnomah Village, and that brought us into Multnomah Village. We shop there at Sue Darren, again, 3 times a week. We use the post office. In terms of transportation links, one of the reasons our family purchased a home in Beaverton in 1992 was the promise of the light rail system connecting us with Portland, and from Chicago I relied on public transportation there. We used the light rail to travel from Beaverton to downtown Portland. I used it this morning. Our family also uses Highway 26, as I think just about everyone does around here. For all of those reasons, I would urge the Oregon legislature to even pass those lines that include portions of the city of Portland within the first congressional district. Thank you.
Questions, Mr. Chairman?
Yes,
there's
some list.
Yeah, thank you for your testimony. If you look at the population of Portland compared to the state, it's about 11%, I believe, of the current state population. Multnomah County, I believe, is about 18%. We have 5 congressional districts. Aren't you concerned that if Portland has 2 congressional districts, what we're doing is we're shortchanging other areas of the state in terms of their representation?
I'm not representative with because the balance of the state of Oregon is large. The people, though, however, are spread out over an enormous amount of landscape. Those congressional districts, by reason of that, are large. they do not have the urban problems that we have in Washington County and the Beaverton area and in Portland. I think it's well known that the urban, in fact, I think that I read in the paper that the House last week or the week before, sometime in the last month, spent almost an entire day discussing the differences between urban versus rural issues and how urban issues are given a preference in the legislature, but it depends on which side of the fence they're on. It seems to me that, from my perspective as an urban resident, that perhaps too much or more than is necessary.